Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Andrew.
Hey, great to have you. So, busy weekend, quiet weekend. Everybody's out at the beach or out fishing. What was going on this weekend in Santa Rosa County?
Quiet weekend. And, you know, the only thing we really had was some inconsiderate people parking, you know, blocking people in at the beach. We had to tow some cars. Other than that, it was nice and quiet.
Are there any special rules about that, about parking over there that people might not realize? I mean, I know signage, and, you know, I always think, like, just don't, you know, use your brain is always a good guide. That's what my mom always told me, use the brain God gave you. But any special rules about parking that people ought to be aware of?
Well, just, you know, be considerate when you're parking out there. And we know it's crowded, but when you're parking out there, don't block people in. I mean, it's pretty simple, but they were parking 2-3 cars deep. And, you know, when we can't find the owner and the guy that's the poor guy who parked there first can't get out, we're going to start towing cars. And, you know, we had to tow a few. And that and parking on the sand, a lot of people come from other areas where if they do have a beach, you're allowed to drive on it or the sand is packed in good. And so they see a sandy, you know, the side of the road's kind of sandy. They pull in and, of course, the car sinks. And they have to get it pulled out by a tow truck.
Oh, man, I will tell you, I never park anywhere on, like, if I can't find grass, I'm not doing it, because I don't want to be that guy.
Exactly.
And I drive a Civic, so I cannot rescue myself under any circumstances. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah, tow bills get expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been meaning to ask you, with the cancellation of the broadcasting of the Cops TV show, were embedded with you guys for a while. Did they finish up their run, or are they still with you? What's going on there?
I think they're still with us. They're getting close to finishing up. They're still shooting, just because right now, you know, they're off the air doesn't mean they're not coming back.
Okay. So the expectation is still that those episodes will air somewhere, some when, just we're not sure yet where and when.
Right.
All right. All right, very good. Well, I look forward to it because I know they're always interesting. Obviously, it's great to talk about our local law enforcement, and every once in a while, Cops gives you the gem of a can of corn that makes for a hilarious story that we can laugh about for many, many times to come. I wanted to ask you, you know, one of the pushes, obviously, there's all kinds of things that have been talked about with law enforcement in the last several weeks. One of the pushes has been to kind of separate out law enforcement from mental health and to try to get professional certified counselors involved. Can you maybe talk about, like, what you guys do to train for mental health issues, and then what that would mean in practice, and if that's a good idea in your opinion to kind of give that more over to a mental health care professional of some sort?
Well, I mean, number one, it depends on the context of what we're dealing with. If, you know, I've seen in the news some cities are actually sending mental health counselors out on calls and not sending police. That's kind of dangerous. I mean, somebody who has a mental illness can be very dangerous. I mean, most of them are not dangerous, but that 1 or 2% will kill you. And if you don't have a way to mitigate that, it's going to get pretty ugly. So our guys go through training for mental health, dealing with people with mental illness. Once a year, they go through a course, and then we have specialized people, CIT guys and gals, which is crisis intervention trained people, and they go out to the mental illness calls as well. And they are really good at de-escalating and calming people down, especially the special needs individuals.
Yeah, it seems to me like one of the complexities of policing is very quickly in an interaction figuring out whether somebody is drunk or high or whether they have any kind of a mental health issue or developmental disability, and if so, which one, and then figuring out how do I behave into that unusual condition in order to get the right outcome here, because if you either misdiagnose or, you know, don't react appropriately, you can make it worse rather than making it better.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes the officer doesn't have a chance to try to determine which it is. Sometimes you get to the call and it turns violent immediately, and then you don't have time to diagnose anything. Next thing you know, you've got them handcuffed and they're going to jail, and that's a whole nother animal. You know, our jail is filled with people with mental issues, and some of them should be there, some of them shouldn't. But it really can be pretty depressing sometimes to have to take somebody that you know needs a mental institution, mm-hmm. and you still have to take them to jail, which, you know, it happens.
You know, that shift that we made in our country, essentially away from mental institutions, some perhaps for some good reasons, but it wound up, as you say, turning our jails into our de facto default mental institutions. You see these prisoners, you deal with this. Obviously, you oversee the jail in Santa Rosa County. It's a little bit different situation than in Escambia County. Is there a feasible alternative? I mean, could they be separated out, treated separately? Or do you even do that internally? Do you have a separate area where you handle people that have mental health challenges as opposed to sort of ordinary, if you will, inmates?
Yeah, we do. The most severely, the severe cases we put in our medical department, which has a bunch of cells, and they're constantly monitored by nurses and doctors. So that's what we do. If they're violent, and they're constantly causing issues, we put them there, and that it's one to a cell there, so that usually settles everything down. But the minor, or I guess I'd say the lesser cases of mental illness, the ones that can function and they only have certain issues with certain things, they usually stay in general population. And like I said before, sometimes that's not really where they need to be.
Yeah, and I mean, look, again, the jail by its very nature is going to be a wide variety of people with a wide variety of health, mental health, moral challenges. I mean, all of that all kind of mixed into one, and that's, kind of the nature of the beast, obviously. Well, Sheriff Johnson, Sheriff of Santa Rosa County, always a pleasure. I always learn something when I'm talking to you, and I appreciate the work that you do, and obviously we look forward to seeing your guys on film somewhere, hopefully soon, on Cops. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me. Take care.